east across the UK, but not too much for many of us.
Simon King, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 25th of September. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low 995 moving steadily northeast, expected 350 miles west of Bailey 967 by midnight tonight. High, southern Norway 1036, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Fair, good. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty. South or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. 4th, Tyne. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Dogger, easterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers later, good. Fisher, east or southeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber. East, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White. Northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth. North or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast, 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Fitzroy, east or southeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 in far south. Fair, good. Seoul, southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 5 to 7 in west. Showers in west, good. Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Irish Sea, southeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Shannon, south, 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, south, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later in west, moderate or good, becoming poor later in west. Malin, Hebrides, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain at first in west, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, south 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, becoming poor later. Fair Isle, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, becoming poor later in southeast Iceland. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south 5. 14 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 5. 22 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest, 5. 15 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest, 1. 35 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east, 3, 1,028, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 5, more than 27 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1,023. Jersey, northeast by north, 3. 24 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 4, 11 miles, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north, 2, 9 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, 24 miles, 1025, now rising. Ronald's Way, southeast 4, 16 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast 4, 16 miles, 1026, falling more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 25th of September. The general situation, a ridge will extend across the British Isles from high pressure centred over Scandinavia. On Friday, it will become increasingly windy in northwestern waters as a frontal system approaches from the Atlantic. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Murray Firth, otherwise south backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly backing southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 1 to 3 becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly 4 or 5, veering northeasterly 5 or 6, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers for a time in Strait of Dover. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time in west. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. South or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first and increasing 7 at times later. Showers at first in west, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, south 4 or 5, increasing 6 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today discusses the impact of changing weather patterns and how farmers are having to adapt, including looking at ways to contain and reuse water. That's coming up at 5:45, but first, prayer for the day with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Melrose.
Good morning. The rural parish in the Borders where I live and work has many advantages. It's always beautiful. Our towns all have their own identity, and it doesn't take long in a place like this before you become a Weal Kent face and you feel part of the community. But the issues which face people in large towns and cities are all here too. Our food bank serves hundreds of people each week. There's terrible poverty and drug misuse, and loneliness, particularly among the elderly, can be crippling, especially if you are in isolated communities without transport. Sometimes I visit people and find I am the only person they have seen for weeks. When I lived in the city, I used to yearn for quiet and solitude. But the quiet that for some people provides comfort can for others be oppressive and lonely beyond words. I spent a year living in a Franciscan friary when I was younger, and the silence of prayer there felt like a blessed relief for the first few months. Then it started to get oppressive, isolating, lonely. I realized that for those long silent hours there was only me and God in the room, and I didn't really know who either of those people was. Eventually, I came to realize that I didn't need to. In the end, what matters most is not that I know God, but that God knows me. The most transformative thing you can do for someone is to show them that you understand how they feel. Sometimes we can lose ourselves in the isolation, and sometimes in the busyness of life. It's easy to be lonely during the busy times as well as the quiet ones. So in the prayer of Baron Astley before the Battle of Naseby, I pray, Lord, you know how busy I have to be this day. If I forget you, do not forget me. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Philip Blackledge. Now for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today we tour England to hear about a couple of crops which have done really well in the drought, dahlias and damsons. We start, though, in the English eastern counties, which historically have had to cope with minimal rainfall of about 600 millimetres a year. That's half the UK average, and similar to countries like Turkey and Spain. But weather patterns are changing, and farmers have had to adapt to more sudden and unpredictable downpours. This water runs off the land, and rather than giving crops a drink, it ends up on country lanes, taking precious soil with it. I joined a water workshop in Norfolk. It was organised by the Farming and Wildlife Advisory Group, or FWAG, which supports farmers who want to do more to contain